you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to get your thoughts on a recent study that was conducted by the Ponemon Institute that says that 85% of U.S. organizations experienced data breaches on varying magnitudes. And I guess I wanted to see, do you believe that this number is actually a fact, or would you have expected it to be higher or lower?
Well, it really depends on what you call a data breach. You know, if an employee taking a document home that they're not authorized to take home constitutes a data breach, I would guess the number is closer to 98 or 99%.
Right.
So it really depends on how you classify data breach. And, I don't know a lot about the Ponemon Institute, but they do strategic consulting. So there is at least a certain self-interest in this. But 85% does not really sound high when you consider the low level of security in a lot of organizations, as witnessed by the spread of Conficker.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that brings, you know, up another good point. I mean, how are these type of breaches typically occurring? I mean, is it lack of security or?
Well, there's a variety of methods. I know the common methods. I don't know which one is the most common of all of them. But, you know, there's things like mobile devices being lost. I mean, cell phones nowadays, I've got a total of 24 gigabytes of data capacity in my BlackBerry.
Yep.
Now, mostly if I lose it, I'm going to lose a lot of MP3s that I have backups of, but
sure, exactly.
you can get a lot of data. And I've got a lot of email on there too. So, you know, that can contain some information that if it's not protected, which I do protect, it could be a considerable loss. Laptops that get lost at airports and other locations, hotels, all kinds of places, are treasure troves for the right person or the wrong person, depending on your perspective. There's also insider espionage, where an employee is selling data or taking data. It's not uncommon when someone leaves a company, especially in a sales type position, to take a database with them that they technically and legally should not have. There's good old fashioned hacking. So, you know, these are some of the common ways that data can be lost. Other ways can include someone just sitting outside an unsecured wireless network and sniffing the traffic.
Yeah, so with these common, I guess, approaches to the breaches, are there a few things then that companies should or can be doing to help mitigate this risk?
Well, interestingly, one of the focuses of the report had to do with encryption and the need for encryption, and that is really spot on. You have to encrypt the data. That way, if you lose it, all you've lost, hopefully you've backed things up, is a little time to restore it, recover it, but you haven't given away confidential information. So when you encrypt it, if someone finds it, all they've got is gobbledygook. It doesn't help them any at all unless they're willing to spend potentially years trying to decrypt it, assuming you use good encryption. But then there's also the normal security precautions that everyone should be using. You should be using a good quality anti-malware product to prevent malicious software that can copy information from infiltrating your network. You should use VPN for wireless communications if it's going to be proprietary information or confidential information that you're communicating. So, and VPN, again, really gets back to encryption. You're encrypting what's going over the wireless network. Encryption, even when you're on a wired network, makes sense too, because yep, people can sniff wired networks as well. Education is important, so people understand that when they take data to a business center computer or to a coffee shop using a wireless network, that it's not safe to be accessing that data. It's not safe to put it on another computer. So these are all things that companies ought to be doing to mitigate the risk of data loss and data breaches.
You know, the study also mentioned that data breaches are on the rise in 2009 as compared to 2008. Why do you think this is the case? You know, we think of security as getting better, yet you know, more breaches are occurring?
You know, that's a difficult one because it can be really tough to tell whether it's data breaches are on the rise or if it's a case of reporting has gotten better. So, you know, it does make some sense that data breaches would be on the rise because the cyber criminals are growing in numbers and getting more sophisticated. So even though security might be rising, which is really questionable when you take a look at what happened with the Conficker incident, where people should have already known better. Yep. But potentially there's a lot more attacks happening out there now, and that could be one reason. But again, I'm not entirely convinced that it isn't really a matter of the problem was that bad, if not worse already, and right. What you're seeing is better reporting or more visibility because potentially security is getting better, and so now people realize. Because you can't really measure what you don't see, what you don't know.
No, that's a great point. And I mean, you know, just kind of in closing, I wanted to get your thoughts on, so data breaches are costing companies more now than ever. Do you think that indirectly this is a good thing as it makes companies a little more cautious about the type of security that they implement and what they're doing to reduce data breaches?
Well, I don't know that it goes as far as saying a good thing. And it's kind of interesting because in the report it said on average a company will pay $202 per record compromise and an average of $6.6 million should they experience a data breach. Right. You know, when you get one Heartland or one TJ Maxx, you know, that's got hundreds of millions of dollars in losses, you can have a whole bunch of $10 losses and still come up with a $6.6 million average.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, effectively, the cost gets passed on to consumers one way or another. So from that aspect, it's not good. But the fact that there's stronger legislation, which would make another interesting podcast because California's done some interesting stuff with data loss legislation. The fact that there's that legislation should send a clear message to companies that they have a responsibility, even if it doesn't cost them in terms of traditional business costs, but legislative costs, you know, enforcement costs. You know, it's going to help them if they've got a motivation, something that says it's worth investing in doing it right.
Great point, Randy. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. And we'll definitely plan on discussing that data loss legislation on next week's podcast. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. And you can also follow him now on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams.